I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. I'm so excited to bring you today's show. How many of you have seen Phantom of the Opera? That's right. On our show today, we have Jessica Radetzky, and she is Broadway Hearts, and I'm so thrilled to have her on the show to share her experience and give us a little story and empower you, so you'll want to stay tuned for this episode. Hey, how are you, Jessica? How's it going?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, this is super. What a pleasure to meet you. How exciting.
Yeah, it's so nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. So you live in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Tell us, the Mecca. I've been there so many times, the shows, getting the tickets at the booth. It's an exciting experience for many. And I just love going to the shows. I love to get them at a discount, though, because they're so expensive and I want to see them all.
It's crazy. Yes.
Yeah, so tell the listeners, you got 8,000 people listening to you right now.
Amazing.
Tell us a little bit about you, your backstory, and how this all started, and then we'll talk about your foundation.
Okay, yeah. So I'm in Phantom of the Opera, which is so much fun. I'm a dancer in the show. I've been a ballet dancer since the age of 5, and a professional dancer since I was 17. I've been with Phantom on and off for quite a few years. It's a tremendous job. I feel very, very grateful for it. A few years ago, we had a Make-A-Wish child who was supposed to visit the show, and she canceled at the last moment. And it really affected me in a pretty powerful way. Mm. And we're not privy, obviously, to why they would cancel. But my heart and my mind just sort of went to that place.
Yes.
And I found myself focused on the idea of how can I bring a version of that wish to children just like her. And so I sort of got to work. Mm-hmm. And my foundation, Broadway Hearts, is now, we visit multiple hospitals monthly, as well as the Ronald McDonald House, and we have a membership of, now almost 45, 46 people. We have people in all different Broadway shows, volunteers, and we go into children's hospitals and sing with the kids. We'll live stream into their rooms if they're too ill to join us. We have sing-alongs with the families. If families are available, we will go room to room if they're in quarantine.
Mm.
These kids are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, these kids are incredible.
I feel your enthusiasm. And
yeah.
What a gift.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I mean, I feel
you
just
so
lucky.
You get so much more than you're giving.
Yes, agreed. And seeing the kind of tremendous effect that music had on these kids, we developed a art scholarship post-treatment for them.
Beautiful.
So now they can go home with any art that they love, any medium that they love. We'll facilitate that for them just to sort of keep their healing process going.
Yeah,
it's been pretty
great. I love all the work you're doing. And how did you get to this point? What's a little backstory on you, Jessica?
You mean for the foundation?
Well, just in general, so the audience can learn a little bit about you.
So I come from a really close-knit, very artistic family. My parents always just said, whatever you have in your heart to do, you should do it. And we'll support you, which I feel really fortunate for, because it sort of gave me wings to do whatever I felt I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my dad several years ago to cancer, and that was a really defining moment in my life. And it sort of put me in a place where I knew that I wanted to do something else with my life besides just performing. And so starting some sort of foundation in honor of him was something that I had sort of on my radar. I just didn't quite know what that would look like.
Yeah, and how did it going to show up, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so a few years later, when that Make-A-Wish child canceled her visit to the show, that was when that sort of light bulb went off for me. And I get to honor my dad every day with this foundation.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah, it's really special for me because my father was a great source of joy and a great source of happiness in my own life, and now I get to share that with other people. So it makes me... It just is something it's very powerful for me.
Yeah, you know, oftentimes people think of, like, the significance. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to be significant, but here you're being so significant. And I think that there's such a big difference with that, where people are like, you know, I'm going to start a nonprofit, and the money's just going to pour in, and that's, like, further from the truth, as you know, right?
Yes.
And you got to keep getting your content information out there. But they always talk about, like, this is what we're doing, right? And it's like, if we start talking about the numbers and the impact and the math, like you do, it's amazing. Like, all right, I want to work with Jessica because Jessica gets things done and she's impacting lives and her purpose is driven and it's real and she has an emotion. That's why, like, you think of Apple, right? We buy with emotions. Mm-hmm. And so when people can connect to the story, they're all in with you. So, you know, you see those people that are all in, like if you have 8 kids, you're all into that, right?
Totally.
Yeah, so, and I have 1 child, so I'm not really all in, but I'm all in.
Yes.
What, tell us a little bit about your background with this foundation. You mentioned your dad and how much it means to you. And how are you getting your message out there?
So we have a website. It's broadwayhearts.org. We have a lot of content on that. We're on Instagram, Broadway Hearts. We're on Facebook, Broadway Hearts. We have had some cabarets that will try and raise money for the foundation that way. We're sort of out there every day. Each of us that are involved have other full-time jobs. We're all in Broadway shows, and so this is, you know, all volunteer work, and so we sort of put in what time we can to it. For me, it's definitely another full-time job.
How many years have you been dancing for Phantom?
So I've been in and out of the show for almost 16 years now.
16 years. So you're the big sister.
How often
do you? My daughter is a sorority sister, and Sharon actually was a sorority sister for DG.
Amazing.
And so I was mentioning it's Rush Week, right? And so I was mentioning to her, I was like, your baby DG sister, your little, is like rushing this. And she's like, oh, so it's so funny that we get to, like, it's amazing to have that type of a mentor, right?
Incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
so I commend you so much on all the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Just amazing. And what have you learned from this process?
Oh my gosh, I have learned that you can find passion and inspiration in the most unexpected moments.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that I don't take anything for granted and that I am inspired daily by these children, because being in a room full of these kids makes your priorities and your life in one instant become very clear. And that to me is quite precious.
The money that you raise, how many children do you impact with that?
So we can give out a scholarship for under $4,000, which is quite incredible.
Of course.
So pretty much every penny goes to a scholarship. So we can impact a lot of kids, a lot of kids.
And how young is your organization?
Oh gosh. So this was 2 years ago that I started this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're still like in infant stage, but you know, we're expanding to other cities now, and it's growing. I mean, it's growing, and it's growing fast, and I'm really, really excited about it. So
I feel your energy and your enthusiasm, and I know you're bringing that not only to the stage but to the lives of these children that need it, and I adore you. I think you're amazing.
Thank you. I adore you too.
And I'm so excited. And guys, if you're listening to Fundraising Secrets, like this message, subscribe and share. This is such an important message for Jessica. Broadway Hearts. And if you're in Manhattan, go see the show.
Yes, go
right?
see the show.
Yeah,
come
yes.
say hi.
I would love that. Thank you so much. I know, Jessica, any last minute thoughts?
Please be in touch with me. You can be, every message comes directly to me, because we are such a new organization. It all roads lead to me.
Yeah.
So please be in touch with me. Reach out to me. We're always looking for new hospitals to visit. We're always looking for new people to talk to about any kind of opportunities that our group can be involved in.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
one more time, your website.
It's BroadwayHearts.org.
BroadwayHearts.org.
Yes.
All right, guys, you heard it here on Fundraising Secrets. Thanks for joining us. I'm Maya McNulty. I'll catch you next time. By the way, my friends call me the Fundraising Maverick because I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. I'll see you guys soon.
Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.